Before we actually begin the visualization and meditation exercises, I wanted to give you some information. Now, I know the information will not change you, but if the exercises we present bring you inspiration, then you will proceed to use the information also. It's important for you to know that there is an intelligence within your body. All these discussions are not about not dying, but about living. Because if you meditate regularly, eat vegetables, and exercise, you will still die. And when you get to heaven, you'll be listening to tapes to help you relax and get over the bitterness of all the time you spent meditating, eating vegetables, and exercising. So remember, this is about bringing a certain feeling of joy into your life. Now, why is that important? Quantum physicists tell us that desire and intention alter the physical world, causing things to occur that would not normally occur if they were not desired or intended. So a bacteria is presented with antibiotics and becomes resistant by altering genetic mechanisms. Now, we get upset with the bacteria, but we don't get upset if our bodies fight an illness and we survive. Now, the bacteria are sent here by our Creator too, and so they are fulfilling their job, and we need to fulfill ours and give our body a live message. That includes treatments like radiation, chemotherapy, and surgery, where one person may discuss them as poison, assault, mutilation, blasting, and another says, I'm being given a gift from God. Will they respond differently to the treatments? Yes. Remember, this is your life, and you need to prescribe what is right for you, whether it's eating vegetables or being radiated or having an operation. If you see it in that way, then this is part of your self-birthing. And your life may represent a labor pain, but we know from women who want children and are surrounded by love that their complication rate and the amount of pain they have while in labor is reduced dramatically over those who are in conflict and unloved while birthing a child. So this is your process, and the result will be a new you. Now let's take a minute to start the process. Find a comfortable place to sit down or lie down. If you continue to use the same place, it will feel safe for you. When you hear the music, when you recline or rest in this position or place, it will help you achieve a trance state because of your previous experience. And begin to breathe deeply. The life, the energy, the love around you. Breathe it into every cell in your body. Open the cells. Let the light in. And just feel this wave of love and light move through you. You may give it a color. Even the sound of the music can bathe you. There's an energy in all of these things. And where I'd like you to start, once you feel ready and energized, think of yourself as going to school today. That's our first treatment, to get the education and the information we need. So dress for school. Bring whatever books you want to take notes, a pencil and a pen, even your lunch. And when you feel ready, step out the door and begin your journey. There'll be a limousine waiting, not a school bus. This is your special journey, and you're entitled to the best care. Tell the driver to take you to school. He'll know where to go. And then lean back and rest. Close the partition between you and the driver. Look up and let your eyes close gently. And continue to breathe the energy and the love and the light into every cell in your body. Erase the blackboard of your mind so it's prepared for your new lessons. And when the limousine stops, gather your things. The driver will open the door and help you out. And the school will be sitting there in front of you. Enter the school and find the classroom where they're teaching what you would like to learn. What do you need to know about what you will be going through and what you will be experiencing? Perhaps how you should behave, how to find the right people to help you, what it will be like. Find the classroom where they're teaching what you would like to learn, and enter it and find a seat. There'll be other students in the class. Some of them have been through things that you're concerned about, and they're still learning. But they'll have something to tell you. And feel free to talk to them now before the teacher comes. And take a moment to do that. Ask the questions that you want answers to. Don't be afraid. And when you're ready, sit down and follow my voice again. And the door will open and a teacher will appear. And be aware of who this teacher is. And the teacher will tell you what you need to know. And listen. If you're worried about remembering, take notes. And then the teacher will ask you to come up as the new student in the class and write on the blackboard what concerns you most and what you most need to know. And everyone is to go home and think and write about the questions and the problems that you have presented. And when the class is over, say goodbye to your classmates. Know that they'll always be here when you need them, as will the teacher. Gather your things and come out again, and the limousine will be waiting. Once again, get into the limousine and tell the driver where you would like to go. Before you go home, where would you like to go? What stop would you like to make? And when that stop is over, and you've done what you wanted to do, then follow my voice again, and we'll return home. And when you get home, go to your special place where you meditate. And once again, take that comfortable position and allow yourself to breathe deeply. To breathe in the life. And let the breathing make you feel more alert, more awake, until when my voice and music cease, you allow your breathing to bring you back to the room. Feel ready. Open and become a new eye.